But for now, we start off the hour by chatting to one of my favorite people, Monito Opperman, a mindful money coach who's done a lot of work and been through her own personal experience. This morning, like every week, we are joined on the line by mindful money coach Monito Opperman. Today, we'll be looking back on how Monito survived 200 days without buying anything new and the lessons she learned that changed her financial well-being and life. And like I said, if you have any questions or would like to add to the conversation or tell us your experience, please feel free to call into the studio on 021-446-0567. WhatsApp us on 072-567-1567. It's just gone 10 past 2. And joining us on the line now is Marnita. Marnita, welcome to Cape Talk Overnight Live. How are you doing?
I'm great, Mark. Thanks for having me on the show again.
That's an absolute pleasure. Now, in the past, you've spoken about emotional relationships to money and you being a money coach, a mindful money coach, helping people renegotiate their feeling towards money so they can come out of a difficult situation, possibly debt, into a more fruitful situation and develop a more positive outlook on money and handling money. And one of the things here that I see you've done is taking on a 200-day challenge without buying anything new. What was going on in your life at the time that you started this challenge?
So, Mark, this was before I became a money coach, and I was going through my own very emotional money story. So in 2015, I found myself completely over indebted, having sleepless nights over money, something had to change. So I actually back then signed up for debt review so that I could renegotiate my debt to actually help me come out of debt, and but that left me with no access to any credit. And I used to be able to get another credit card or another loan. So I was at a point where, okay, what now? You know, I can't get any credit. I'm trying to get out of debt. I am short on money. And what do I do now? It was a very stressful time in my life. And then what happened is I was part of an online program called the Flow Experience, mm-hmm. and I was obviously sharing what's happening in my life, and the facilitator said she read this blog, you know, just shortly before, about a woman in Europe or thereabouts, how she did a challenge of not buying anything new. And now she obviously did it for, you know, reasons of showing that consumerism is to sort of fight the whole consumerism phenomenon that we have. But then she said, why don't we do this together and I'll be your support and accountability partner and help you go through this difficult time. And instead of going through the scarcity cycle that's running amok in your mind, we'll change this into a game, because now you're on a challenge. So you're actually, you know, you're challenging yourself to see how can you go about not buying any new items for a period of 200 days. And that was a game changer for me.
Just to clarify, what do you determine as new items?
So obviously basic living essentials that, you know, you could spend money on. Your rent, your bills, food, petrol, and any basic essentials. If your soap runs out or your toothpaste, obviously you're going to buy those.
Yeah, it's also.
So it really was any new physical new item. So we're looking at clothing, even something like nail polish. I couldn't buy nail polish when mine ran out. What else? I needed an egg boiler and I couldn't buy a new one. So really anything new. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm sure I can do that, until you have to actually do it and realize how difficult and challenging it actually is.
Clothes, shoes.
Yes, clothing, shoes, the lot. Now, you could borrow, you could swap, someone could gift you a new item, or you could buy secondhand.
Mm. Okay, I mean, what was the hardest part of the challenge?
there was a day where I felt very, I was quite emotional because I was invited to, it sounds like a silly thing, but I was invited to, obviously all the staff members were invited to see, to the Christmas function. But we were having a secret Santa and everyone had to partake. And I was feeling quite emotional because at first I thought, but then I can't go, so I have to decline the Christmas function. and then I said, no, don't be silly. You can find a way around this. So I actually, what I did is I realized I had, you know, I can't remember what exactly it was, but I had something that someone's gifted to me, you know, in the past, and I've never obviously opened or used it. So I re-gifted that gift at Secret Santa.
But I can imagine it's things like that where, you know, when you are used to living a certain life, or even if that's that way of life created debt, buying new shoes, buying new clothes, you know, even like you mentioned with the nail polish, looking good. And then for that period of time, you know, you only buy things when you need them. Even shoes, you buy them when you need them. A coat, you buy it when you need it. So you might not look like you just walked out of a clothing store, out of a boutique every single time you go out after a while. I'm sure that must have some sort of effect on you as well, or you learn from that experience.
Yes, I mean, you don't have to. What I've learned is you can go get by without having to buy those new things. So I always had a, you know, that instant gratification that we have, where you want to buy something immediately as you see it and you like it. And that's how I used to be. You know, if I see a nice pair of shoes, I'm going to buy it immediately and not really think of the consequences on my budget. And this really made me stop and think. And now it's so instilled in me. Do I really need this? Is it real value for money? Can I prioritize money towards it? Or actually, it's just a luxury and not a necessity. I don't actually need it. So I really, whenever I want to purchase something, all these questions run through my mind. And this challenge really helped me, you know, helped me instill those new positive habits in my money life.
For all our listeners who have just tuned in, this is Cape Talk Overnight Live with myself, Mark Johnson. I'm in conversation with Marnita Opperman, the Mindful Money Coach. You can find her website at mindfulmoneycoach.co.za. You can also find her on Facebook at Mindful Money Coach. At the moment, we're talking about a challenge that she took up about 4 years ago in 2015 when she was going through some financial worries and stresses of her own, and how she started coming out of that. And one of the things she did was by taking up this challenge, a 200-day challenge, without buying anything new. We're talking about the lessons that she learned that changed her financial well-being through doing that challenge and various other things. If you have any questions, or maybe you have your own story about how you overcame financial worries in your life, you are more than welcome to call into studio on 021-446-0567. We'll also take your SMSs on 31567. On WhatsApp, you can send us your voice notes and texts to 072-567-1567. Now, we've spoken about the difficult parts and the the uncomfortable situations. What was there anything that was easy about the challenge?
I think it was what made it easy was that it was a fun challenge. You know, it took the heaviness out of my situation, and you know, I love a challenge, you know, say, you know, do this for X amount of days and, you know, see these results. So I love a challenge. So I think what made it easy is that fun element, but also I was doing it with someone else. So I had someone, the support on the journey was immense. So when I was facing a difficult, you know, the dilemma about what to do in a certain situation where I couldn't buy something, I had someone that I could, you know, I could tap on the shoulder and like, oh, what do I do here? And we sort of brainstorm creative ways around it. So it really made it fun. And that's, you know, that's a key thing in people that want to, you know, transform their own relationships with money or improve it, is to not do it alone. Get someone to join you on the journey.
And I'm sure also just, you know, having a challenge, having that focus takes your mind off of the other things that are worrying you, or the other thing, just, you know, having to structure your day or structure your home and utilize your resources in a specific way makes you kind of, takes your mind a bit off of the financial stress that was keeping you up at night.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
What were some of the lessons you learned, and about your financial situation, your financial state of mind, that took you to where you are today?
Okay, so there were some practical lessons and then definite mindset lessons. I'll start with the practical. So the practical lessons I learned that you can borrow instead of buy. You know, sometimes you think you've got to buy something and you only need it that one time. But could you borrow it from someone else and then afterwards return it? You know, whether it's a book, perhaps, or, a CD or something like that. And then the next thing is to use your creativity when giving gifts, is to either re-gift something like I did, or, for example, my friend came down from the UK to christen his son, and I obviously needed to take a gift. And I actually made a nice memory jar for him using stuff I already had in my craft, you know, my craft cupboard. And it just put the personal touch to the gift. And then also, can you buy something secondhand? You know, if you look at Facebook, there's a lot of secondhand furniture groups, and you can get really good deals. So can you perhaps buy secondhand or do a swap? And I am a freebie queen, so I know where there's a freebie, you know, a store gives a freebie if you do this, or apps that gives you freebies. Can you work in some freebies? Then supplementing my income. I definitely, during this time, looked at ways that I can supplement my income. One way was to declutter my home, and I went to a car boot sale, which was huge fun. I told my friend, come with me, let's declutter what we don't need and you know, make a bit of money out of it. So I looked at different ways to supplement my income. And, yeah, it taught me to think out of the box, you know, to overcome obstacles when I want to buy something, and yeah, just use my creativity. So I want to share with you after that 7 months what my actual financial results were.
Yes, please.
You know, through not overspending, through dedicating money that came in towards paying off extra debt and saving. You know, so I didn't just focus on debt. I knew that if I want to get out of debt and remain out of debt, I need to save as well. Otherwise, you know, when something happens, you've got to go back to debt. So I was saving whilst I was paying off debt and making extra income and doing all these things. So, yeah, after the almost 7 months, I had paid 50,000 rand off on debt.
Jeez.
And I had 50,000 rand in savings, which I promise you, before that, I never would have imagined I can get a result like that.
That's actually incredible.
It's incredible.
and what did you, during this time, what did your friends and family think about what you were doing?
They were absolutely loving it. So I, at the start of the challenge, I actually announced it on Facebook, you know, because all my friends are on it. So I'm like, I'm doing this challenge. This is how it's going to work. So throughout the challenge, I would take photos, you know, at the car boot sale, or of a gift that I've re-gifted, or a freebie, or me at a clothing swap sale. I made a diary of all the different things I did along the journey, and it really inspired, you know, my friends who were watching this journey, and I started getting messages of, through Facebook and through my, you know, WhatsApping me, like, wow, you're inspiring me. I want to make changes. I want to get out of debt. And that's also something that made me realize that I now have a gift. You know, I can pass on my lessons that I'm learning on my own money journey onto other people and inspire them. And that's also what led me to become a money coach myself. So yeah, everyone loved it.
And tell me, while you were doing this challenge, I know you, you mentioned now posting onto social media, that, you know, sharing the story. Were you like a vegan? You know, talking about it all the time and without people asking you, be like, oh, I'm on a 200-day challenge. Were you just telling everybody about it all the time?
No. See, I believe in balance. So not to just be focused on one thing. So, yeah, obviously when it came up, I would speak about it. But, yeah, it's all about balance and not be completely obsessive with just one topic.
And then what would you do when you were tempted if you were in a shop somewhere, maybe just getting the essentials, like you said, and you walk past a nail polish, like, oh, what do you do?
So initially I avoided shops. So for obvious reasons, not to be tempted, but you know, later on I could go into the mall and maybe we went to a movie or something. And, I could start looking, you know, walking into a clothing store, looking at clothes and think, yeah, not right now, but at some point, you know, I can buy a little bit more for myself again, which I now obviously do when I need something, but I go and have a look. Do I really need this? When I go into the shop, I know exactly what I need and what I want, and it's carefully planned. And I make sure I get the best deals possible. So I'm not denying myself, you know, for the challenge. I did it for that specific time, but I've learned the lessons and now I put them into practice to make sound money decisions.
Exactly. That sounds like a very good journey. I've got that problem. I don't generally go shopping. But when I go shopping, if I go like, oh, you know what, I'm going to buy myself a pair of shoes and I'll go and I'll get the shoes. And then after that, like, let me just walk into one more shop and see if there's a top or a shirt. And, I'll end up spending three times as much money as I wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really about, you know, you have that intention to just get what you need. But if you know that you'll easily be tempted to buy other things, it's better to just go in, buy it, and get out. Or even better, just go online and buy that one item.
As challenging as it is. Bonita, thank you so much for taking time out again to chat to us. I love talking to you and learning about these journeys and these lessons that you've taken on when it comes to creating a positive outlook on your financial situation.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me again, and I look forward to speaking to you soon.
Again, Bonita, Mindful Money Coach. You can find her on Facebook under the title, as well as on her website, mindfulmoneycoach.co.za. Bonita, have a great weekend further.